And he's offered $1,000 for that pair of mules, and he kept them another year, and he just fed them blind. That's all the corn they could eat, you know. One of them went blind, he lost some out of them.
I bet.
Dark Ben and Tom Gray. Now, boy, that is pretty good.
Yeah, they are pretty thin. What about when a cow is going to have a calf? You might say, well, our cow is going to...
come in.
Okay.
Refreshment.
Okay. If you've got a male horse or something like that that's used for breeding, you would call him a kind of a stallion or a
stallion or a stud.
Okay. An animal that you put a saddle on and ride around would be a
horse.
Okay. And you'd have, if you had a horse and somebody gave you another and you had two. Okay. What different breeds of horses have you heard of that they might have had around here?
Yeah, you know more about that than I do.
Yeah, saddle horses and work horses of different kinds. And that. Oh, they have them Appalachian, you know,
yeah.
Of them. And, oh, the other tank donks like to ride in the rodeo show, you know what?
Oh, those things are just wild.
A quarter horse,
yeah.
That's what they call them.
Yeah.
Over them things. Get one train to head a cow and driving cattle and cutting them that way. Now, they know more about than a man does.
Yeah, they're really good at it. Talking about the word ride, you might say, today I'm going to go for a...
ride.
Okay. If you're talking about riding a horse, you say, yesterday I...
rode.
Okay. And in the past year I have...
ridden.
Okay. You might say, a man was riding a mean horse and he fell... you say off of, or just off, fell off the horse? Or just out above the horse?
Fell off the horse, I guess, I'd say.
Okay. What about if he was in bed and he got talking and turning and fell?
Off of the bed?
Okay. The metal thing that they put on the bottom of a horse's foot?
Horseshoes.
Okay.
We got a son that went to Texas and took lessons on that. He shoes horses.
Oh, really? Around here?
Well, hit Mars Hill. He does that in his spare time. He works at Ford's all the time, but he works in other fields.
Wow.
And he's horse. Hmm. He had to. How many horses did he have? Two or three.
Three.
And his brother-in-law had two or three.
No, they just got two now. They sold the older man out of Albert Hill. They've got Mark's little.
But they couldn't get nobody to shoe horses. Nobody knew anything about it. Yeah. So he went to Texas and took a lesson on it.
Well, that's a good idea, because this vet friend of mine, I know, has trouble finding people to shoe horses and people want to.
Oh, people bring horses out there from everywhere near it, can't you?
I guess they do, because you just don't find anybody that knows how to do that anymore, really. What about a male sheep? Any talking about?
Like? Ram.
Okay. What about female sheep?
You. What you did?
Okay. What do you get off of sheep?
Wool.
Okay. What about a breeding hog? A male breeding hog?
Boar.
Okay. Female hog?
Sow.
Okay. What is a bar?
Well, now that's a male hog, a bar is.
Male's been castrated. That's a bar, is what it is.
Okay. What about different kinds of hogs that they might raise for meat? Any different breeds that you can think of you might have heard?
Well, I've heard of OIC. And the red hamsters and Poland China and
Berkshire. And they've got a hampshire, got a white list across their shoulders, you know. Then there's a big bacon hog. Now let's see, what did they call that? Long round body hog.
We got a son-in-law that raises hogs. But what kind has he got mostly?
Black? He's got the New Rock. He got a few white ones. He changed them up nearly every year or so.
He's selling off some of his old sows, so got some young ones coming on.
Yeah.